Happy Friday and welcome back to the show. I'm super excited to dive into the listener mailbag today and answer a self-care question from a listener just like you. And today's question is about back and hips and chairs. Let's take a listen.
Hi, Megan. My question is, in terms of having some lower back issues and hip problems, what would you recommend for someone who sits at a desk all day? Are there any particular types of desk chairs, booty pads that you sit on, or, you know, the back support systems that you can put onto desk chairs? I'm just kind of wondering if I'm doing the right thing while I'm at work all day and what you would recommend for those of us stuck at a desk most of the day. Thanks so much.
Well, Carolyn, unfortunately, I don't think that this struggle is unique to you. I think there are millions and millions of women just like yourself that struggle with sitting at a desk all day and how to get yourself comfortable. In fact, this is something I battle a lot because, unfortunately, I find myself sitting at my desk a lot. So the most important thing to remember is that it doesn't matter how perfectly of a chair setup you have, it will always pale in comparison to actual movement, okay? Because you could have the perfect ergonomic setup, but if you don't move your joints and move your muscles and get your fluids moving throughout your body will still be stiff and you're still going to experience that back and hip pain. So the first thing we need to think about if you are someone that finds yourself sitting at a desk all day is to start to come up with ways to move as much as you can. At least once an hour, okay? At the very least, I would say twice that, like every half an hour. I want to see you getting up out of your chair and going through the big joints on your body. I want you to think ankles, knees, hips, and shoulders, okay? Ankles, knees, hips, and shoulders. We want to mobilize and move those big joints on your body as much as you can. So when you stand up, when you get up on your feet, do some heel lifts, like get your ankles pumping. Do some knee bends where you squat deep into your knees and then stand back up. That's going to get your knees moving. Do some hip circles, hip swivels, maybe even some hip flexor stretches to try to straighten out those tight hip flexors. And then do some big shoulder circles and arm and kind of posture movements to fix that rounded forward shoulder position that you might often find yourself in when you're at a desk on a computer all day. Okay, so movement will always trump chair ergonomics. Okay, so we got to address that first. So make sure that you're getting up at least once an hour and moving your body. Now, as far as the chair itself, do we need to add a bunch of props to your chair? Well, it depends on your chair. There are a lot of chairs that are pretty fancy. For years, oh, this was terrible. You wouldn't believe that I did this, but for years I had a desk where my chair was a folding chair. You know, the type of folding chair you have at like a card table, the kind of chair you set up when you have extra family members coming over for Thanksgiving dinner and you find that chair that's dusty in your basement. That's what I used to sit on every day at my desk. I finally got myself a slightly better chair. It's still not great, but this is where props can come in handy if you don't have that great of a chair. First of all, let's get your body lined up as well as we can. When your feet are planted flat on the floor, your knees should be slightly lower than hip height, okay? We don't want your knees higher than your hips, and we also don't want them hanging all the way down to the floor, okay? When your feet are perfectly planted, knees should be slightly lower than your hips. So if you need to have a foot stand to prop your feet up onto a little bit, that could be helpful. You can also have a foot stand at the back of your desk and give you a way to extend your legs out straight, kind of back to that movement idea. Occasionally throughout the day as you're sitting at your desk, having a stool or a foot stand at the back of your desk to just rest your feet on so that your legs can go straight, that could be helpful too. You would also probably benefit from having some lumbar support. Just taking a small pillow or even a rolled up towel and placing it underneath, kind of right behind your low back, especially for someone that has a tendency to lean back in your chair. If you sit up straight, you might not need that. Okay. But if you're leaning back in your chair and you have that support from behind, make sure you have a little bit of some lumbar support. Otherwise, your lumbar spine is going to flex and kind of go flat. That won't feel good for your low back. For myself in particular, I have a hamstring tendon that's been bothering me for a long time. It's right on my sit bone. And I find that taking a towel and folding it up so it's thick and placing it underneath my thighs, close to my sit bones, but not all the way back at my sit bones, can really help take some of the pressure off of my sit bones. So I do that. Make sure it's not under one leg. Otherwise, your pelvis is going to be offset. And then we have an SI joint issue, which we don't want. We want your pelvis as level as possible. So if you place a bolster underneath your thighs, make sure it goes across the length of both thighs. And then as far as where your arms are, this is the easiest thing to move throughout the day, but you want your computer and your desk to be at a level height so that when you're moving your mouse and typing on your computer, you're not reaching with your arms. Your arms should be right at your sides with your shoulders level. Okay. So all of those things, you can kind of think through that list, starting with your ankles, knees, hips, shoulders, kind of working your way up and just seeing what you can do to add a little bit of props and support to your chair. If you have the ability to have a standing desk, even better. You can either even take your laptop and go put it on the kitchen counter and work in that position. But the more you move, the better. There's a lot of times throughout the day where I will have a phone call where I don't necessarily need to be typing onto my computer. So for the phone calls, I'll stick in my Bluetooth and I'll kind of pace and walk around the room. So look for opportunities like that where you might not necessarily have to be forced into a sitting position and try to move as much as you can. Ultimately, that will do your body more good than having the perfect chair set up. Okay. All right, my friend, I hope this helped you out. I know sitting at a desk is like a death sentence for your body. So hopefully these tips will give you some ideas on how to mitigate some of that pain. And I know that I did a few more podcast episodes on that in the past. I'll be sure to link those in the show notes so that you can learn a little bit more through those. And if this sparked any other question that you might have for me, send it my way. I would love to help you out. Just go to vigeofit.com/ask and I will take care of you. Have a wonderful rest of your week, my friend. I will meet you back here on Tuesday. Until then, be strong.